And so, my brothers and sisters, we began this evening out there with a fire that we blessed. And from that fire, we took a little tiny flame and we lit this candle. And from this, we lit all the candles. What's that like? December 21st, the first day of winter, the darkest day of the year, in came a light, the Christmas star. As we just endured a very dark and a very death-filled year. I mean, the temptation, wasn't it, at that time, is to give up. It was just at that time that, this is what I believe, a tyranny had broken through and taken charge. Wouldn't it be easy for us to give up? Wouldn't it be easy for us to surrender? Wouldn't it be easy for us to turn our lives over, our freedom, to tyranny, to despair? We were given that light, the darkest day of the year, of all days to pick, December 21st, the winter solstice. And here we are. How about you? But I miss the flowers. I'm hearing the birds sing like I've never heard before. I saw a robin the other day. I said, "Hello, Mr. Robin." The buds are starting to come out of the trees. I walked over today and I looked up on the hill. Glorious. I saw Our Lady, Help of Christians, on the mound up there with this glorious sunset behind her. And I'm with you right now. Praise God. My brothers and sisters, light has come into the world. Death has not won. Death is not the victor. Light has come into the world. You are children of the light. I want to show you my homily notes for tonight. That's all it is. And here's what I wrote, here's what I put down. Noble. And here's the definition. Having or showing fine personal qualities or high moral principles and ideals. You are children of the light. You are children of God. You're children of the King of glory. Here's what you're not. Animals. You see, we talk about right versus left. That's not what this is about. It's about high versus low. That's what this is about. We've had a movement come in. And I always point to the 1960s. You saw an image earlier of the fashions of the 50s, refined, beautiful. The 60s and 70s, torn everything. Brutalism was the favorite architecture of the time. Brutalism was the fashion of the time. You're just animals. That's all you are. So says the world. So says the prince of this world. You're mere animals. That's all. And as long as they can convince us that that's all we are, then they just herd us up, don't they? And the "they" I'm talking about is this diabolical ruling class, the mob, who is conditioning, who has been doing so for decades and has surged like never before in this past dark year. But we're called to be that light, to be noble, to set the stage, the example, the model for all of us to live. People who have high moral principles and ideals. We need to be careful, though,
Because noble could mean what they think it means. Dictate to others, look down your nose, have this uppity superiority complex. That's not what it means. He's the King of Glory. That isn't Jesus. He got down and washed their feet. He says, you got to be like this. Not like those uppity, arrogant, so-called nobles, but you are noble. I always say, I pinch myself that I'm part of this family here. I know that you have set that as your highest priority, to live the high life, to set in your children such nobility. I fibbed. I have a little bit more notes than I said I just did. Because here's what I wanted to do. I'm going to pick on St. Ambrose Academy right now. Why? Because I think holy people, devout Catholics, listened to the Holy Spirit and said, this is what we need to work on. We need to help our children to live the nobility they're called to live in life. To live the high life. To live the supernatural life. To live a life that pulls out of these young people the best of who they are, the best version of themselves. To have them become truth seekers. So here's the description of what St. Ambrose Academy does. St. Ambrose Academy provides a liberal arts education, which means that students read, understand, and discuss the primary texts of the most influential ideas of the most influential thinkers in Western civilization. Our students are reading Plato's works, to Abraham Lincoln's speeches, to Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI's writings. They're also reading Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto and Machiavelli's The Prince, to expose them to moral problems and logical fallacies. This classical education approach develops students' learning skills so they become intelligent, disciplined, and well-spoken thinkers. Students come away able to memorize facts, read and understand primary texts, critically analyze complex ideas, form sound opinions, logically defend truths, and eloquently articulate conclusions. At St. Ambrose, we teach them to think. Then Pilate said, are you a king? Jesus said, you say I'm a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. You see how they keep us down? You see how they convince us we're merely an animal species like others? You see how they condition us, indoctrinate us to just go after the lusts of the flesh? Because that's what they do out in the wilderness, fellow animals. Christ came into the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of all, the King of Glory. Light came into the world. Light came into the world. I picked on St. Ambrose, but this could describe all of you who are homeschooling your kids. I remark every once in a while, I'm on the other side of the confessional screen. I can't see who's on the other side. I generally don't know who it is. And all of a sudden, a little kid will come in. You can tell by the tone of his voice, approximate age. He's talking like one of the greatest scholars you ever heard in your life, articulating like you wouldn't believe. I got some young kids I want to have on our podcast. They're dedicated to the truth. We're raising our game. We're living the high life. It's not right and left. It's high and low. Don't get pulled into the indoctrination of the radical secularists who are convincing you you're just an animal. You're not. You have the dignity and the nobility of being a child of God. And Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth?" "It's the world says. We're just animals. So if we're chimpanzees out there, that chimpanzee is his troop and that chimpanzee is his. Or hers, sorry. Do you see what's going on? We're being conditioned to be just mere animals. I take that December 21st star, Christmas star of all things. You know, it was nicknamed because it was only a couple of days away from the Christmas itself. But a little baby. You know, you think about conception, don't they say? It's like a spark ignites a conception. And here he's born into the world. A little baby, the Christ child, the light to the world. I'm not going to despair. I'm not going to surrender. Those radical secularists that are trying to keep us down and trained and caged like animals, not going to do it. And I know you aren't either, but how do we respond? We raise our game. We become dedicated. Start pondering. Okay, listen, the flowers are here. The seed had broken open, right? Germinated. It burst through the soil and it started bearing fruit, reaching its potential. What's yours? How is God calling you to be a light, to not only raise your game, but inspire others to raise theirs? What's going to attract people to the church? That we're sitting around in torn jeans and having a good old time? No, because with joy, smiles on our face. Oh, I can't wait till we get these face diapers off so I can see your smile. With joy on our face coming from our heart. We know the truth. We speak the truth. We live the truth. And we inspire others to do the same. That's what we're called to do. That's our potential. That's how we let the beauty of our lives, the dignity and nobility of our lives shine forth. They're not going to win. Death is not the victor. We are alive. We are well. We are lit. And we're coming at him. He's not here. He's risen from the dead. My brothers and sisters, so have we. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.